This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm David Hyde. And this Sunday, more than 100 million people are expected to watch the Seattle Seahawks play the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 48. Super Bowl's the most watched TV event in the United States. And the week leading up to the game is a media spectacle unto itself. So what's it like to be there covering the madness? Seattle Times columnist Jerry Brewer is back east this week, working his fifth Super Bowl. And he says the national media really doesn't know yet who the Seahawks are.
You get a lot of questions about who the Seahawks are. I mean, I know I've had to do a lot of the ABCs of this team, because even though the Seahawks are one of the best teams in the NFL and have been all season, I think there's a lot of people who a lot of the storylines, a lot of the intricacies of the team is new to them, because they're not led by a quarterback named Peyton Manning, who might be the best to ever play the game at that position. So a lot of people are still foreign to this team. They know that they have a great defense, and they know that Russell Wilson is their quarterback and Marshawn Lynch is their running back, and Richard Sherman has a big mouth. Outside of that, they don't really understand what this team is. So it's interesting to kind of introduce them to the world a bit.
Yeah, and you mentioned Richard Sherman, Seattle Seahawks cornerback, subject of major media attention. This story's got legs. It doesn't seem to be going away at all because of his now infamous rant after the big win over the 49ers. Do you feel like the Sherman story is getting more positive media attention at this point compared to sort of what happened kind of right after the 49ers game?
I think it has transitioned, and I think that's a credit to ultimately who Richard Sherman is. You know, the first wave of reaction is a negative reaction to a guy who exhibited poor sportsmanship. But then once it blew up and it became just this big societal thing, people wanted to know, who is Richard Sherman? And when you really dig into his background and get to understand who he is, he's a highly likable human being. There's a lot of facets to the kind of character that he is. He's a very nerdy guy in some respects, very eloquent, super intelligent guy. And all of that is coming out. And so it's interesting how it goes from, is Richard Sherman a villain, to, oh, give Richard Sherman a break once you get to understand who he is.
Putting aside, it's hard to do, but putting aside the Richard Sherman story for a minute, what's been the most interesting kind of emerging storyline you've seen so far back east covering the Super Bowl?
I think everyone is really intrigued with Derek Coleman's story. You know, a guy being hearing impaired and having to play fullback. Obviously, Duracell did the wonderful commercial on him, which really spiked the attention being given to him. And there's a lot of interesting questions being asked about him. He has not met with the media yet, so his teammates have gotten a lot of those questions, and they have nothing but glowing things to say about him. And so it's nice to see that here's a guy on the Seahawks. He's not one of their most 25 most recognizable players on the team. But because his story is so inspirational, because of the people that he's touched already, they're going to tell his story in a big way. A lot, you know, hundreds of media outlets are going to tell the Derek Coleman story. And that's one of the cool things about the Super Bowl. The disappointing thing about the Super Bowl is a Richard Sherman story like that can blow way out of proportion. But the cool thing about the Super Bowl is that you get a great human interest piece like Derek Coleman. He's going to be able to do a lot of things for the hearing impaired based on his Super Bowl experience, and that's wonderful.
Seattle Times columnist Jerry Brewer is back east covering the Super Bowl, telling us what it's like to cover this Super Bowl compared to Super Bowls past. This is his fifth. I understand today is actually Media Day, but I'm not sure what it is. What is Media Day?
Media Day is the biggest circus in journalism. That's the easiest way to put it. It's the entire teams are made available for 1 hour each, you just get a free-for-all. It has turned into an event where fans can pay $29.95 to get tickets to Media Day, and they can sit in the stands and watch. And then it's a big showcase where kind of celebrity media, you'll see actors, you'll see other athletes, come and be part of the asking of questions.
What are some of the weirdest or oddest or best things you've seen at Media Day covering this throughout the course of your career?
Oh, you've seen a woman come dressed in a wedding gown, proposing to players. you've seen former athletes just come and take over entire interviews, and hundreds of media are sitting there kind of grumbling and tapping their feet while the other guys take over. You've seen comedians come and do their comedy routine in the middle of and the questions being asked. So it is the biggest disaster. It makes you really wonder why it is that we're in this business. But then ultimately, you just laugh it off and you say, "Hey, it's just part of the Super Bowl experience."
Seattle Times columnist Jerry Brewer is back east covering the Super Bowl. And I think a lot of listeners, and certainly I'm a little jealous. People are thinking, you know, gosh, this guy gets to go to the Super Bowl. But I'm sure it's not easy. What's the most challenging part of covering the Super Bowl?
Finding original stories when there's thousands of media members around. I think for me as a sports columnist, this is kind of our championship bout. You know, the people who are able to write good, compelling pieces out of what can be just a disaster, out of what can be a situation in which 350 people are writing the same story that you're writing, it really tests your ability to tell good stories, your ability to report and find sources outside of just where you're at. I enjoy that. You know, I think if you can do something at the Super Bowl that stands out, it means you're one of the best sports journalists in the country.
All right, finally, Jerry, can't let you go without asking about your prediction for the game. What's going to happen? I guess I think I know what you're going to say about what's going to happen, but maybe what's the point spread going to be?
You know, I think it's going to be a close game. My initial thought is the Seahawks are going to win 27-23, and I'm not looking necessarily at the strengths of both teams. I look at the weaknesses. You know, this whole matchup of the number one offense versus the number one defense. Offense is going to win a little. The defense is going to win a little. So I'll kind of meet in the middle, and that's where I think that the Denver Broncos could score 23 on the Seahawks. But the weakness of the Broncos is clearly their defense. Teams have been able to put up big numbers on them at times this year. The weakness of the Seahawks is their offense, particularly their passing game. But I think that Seattle's weakness is much stronger than what Denver's weakness is. And I think they're going to have an easier time moving the football than we've seen in the playoffs so far. I see a little Russell Wilson magic, see the defense creating a turnover or two to keep Peyton Manning off balance, and that being just enough for the Seahawks, which has the best 53-man roster in the NFL, bar none. I think I'll take the entire team over Peyton Manning, the best player in the league.
What would a win mean for the city of Seattle?
There is no light. There's no more pleasant light that shines on a city than winning the Super Bowl. It is America's passion. You win the Super Bowl, all of your players will be household names, and your city will no longer be regarded in negative terms. So this could be the biggest thing that has ever happened to the city of Seattle in terms of sports.
All right, Jerry, thanks so much.
All right, take it easy.
Jerry Brewer, sports columnist for the Seattle Times, out east this week covering the Super Bowl. You're listening to The Record.